This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Afghan protesters defied the Taliban for a second day Thursday, waving their national flag in scattered demonstrations, and the fighters again responded violently as they faced down growing challenges to their rule. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda has more.
Protests against the Taliban have now spread to more Afghan cities, and several more people have been killed at the rallies, according to witnesses, by either the militants firing their weapons or the panic and stampedes caused by them. And on Thursday, a witness at a protest in the city of Islamabad said more people were killed there, although it wasn't clear if they were killed by gunfire, stampede, or both. August 19th is the day that Afghanistan typically celebrates its Independence Day, when it gained independence from British rule in 1919. Some of the gatherings have been small in size, but it underlines the challenge facing the Taliban to govern the country and project a more moderate image.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda. The United States struggled Thursday to pick up the pace of Americans and Afghan evacuations at Kabul Airport, constrained by obstacles ranging from armed Taliban checkpoints to paperwork problems. At a news conference, State Department spokesman Ned Price said he knows there are reports of people blocked from reaching the airport.
We've seen the reports of congestion. My understanding is that things are moving quite efficiently at this hour at the airport now. But every report we see of someone unable to reach the airport is of concern.
There is no accurate figure of the number of people, Americans, Afghans, or others, who are in need of evacuation, as the process is almost entirely self-selecting. This is VOA News. A man who claimed to have a bomb in a pickup truck near the U.S. Capitol surrendered to law enforcement after an hours-long standoff Thursday that prompted a massive police response and the evacuation of government buildings and businesses in the area. Tom Manger is the U.S. Capitol Police Chief.
He gave up and did not resist, and our folks were able to take him into custody without incident.
49-year-old Floyd Ray Roseberry of North Carolina surrendered peacefully after roughly 5 hours of negotiations. The episode unfolded during a tense period in Washington, coming 8 months after the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol and 1 month before a planned rally in Washington that law enforcement officials have been preparing for. New Zealand announced Thursday that it would start offering youths aged 12 to 15 the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. Previously, it was available only to those over 16. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern told reporters in Wellington the decision was not made lightly.
Many of us are parents ourselves and take this duty of making decisions about other people's children extremely seriously. But it is safe, and it's the right thing to do.
The government announcement came as the nation remains in a strict lockdown as it deals with a new outbreak of the fast-spreading Delta variant, its first virus outbreak in 6 months. It's called the Redneck Riviera, a stretch of beach towns along the Alabama Gulf Coast, but now it's also a coronavirus hotspot. AP's Ed Donahue has details.
Rhonda Lambert in Mobile doesn't like the trend that's being set by visitors.
They walk in, walk around, walk everywhere with no mask on.
One of those visitors is Lisa Hastings.
Meeting some really cool people. Shopping, a lot of shopping. Kind of hanging out and enjoying some time together.
Hastings is a nurse. Why aren't more people masking and social distancing?
People are kind of over being afraid. And they're like, they got to live their lives. So a lot of people is being vaccinated, which I think is a good thing.
Virus rates are high along the Alabama coast, but beaches, bars, and stores are still packed. Natalie Fox is with USA Health in Mobile.
One person can infect a whole lot more people when you put a lot more people together.
Fox says hospital beds in Alabama are hard to come by. I'm Ed Donahue.
Hurricane Grace lashed Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula with heavy wind and rain early Thursday as it barreled into the coast and moved inland near the popular beach resort of Tulum, threatening to cause flooding in the country's southeast. The Miami-based National Hurricane Center said Grace would dump between 10 and 20 centimeters of rain over the peninsula through Friday. Grace's heavy rainfall will likely result in areas of flash and urban flooding. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.